Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from headquarters here on 100 Yards of Football. Next up, Vincent Turner, Mr. Football, stays in Athens, Georgia at UGA, where another position player at quarterback changed and reinvented the position. Coming in at 6'0", or 6 foot flat, weighing in at his playing weight of 190 pounds, coming to you from Athens High School. It's the great quarterback who went on to play for the Minnesota Vikings. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner does a deep dive on the legendary Fran Tarkington here on 100 Yards of Football.
Woo-wee. Can we say Michael Vick .2 in the 1960s? Fran Tarkington. Quarterback, the Minnesota Vikings, by way of the New York Giants, by way of the University of Georgia. True story. Now, you know, I was born July 17th, 1960. So my mind and focus really didn't start focusing on following football until I was able to grasp everything probably about 4 or 5 years old back in 1964. So moving on. Maybe around about 1970, 71, 72, I started hearing Fran Tarkington name come up. Of course, he played with the Minnesota Vikings. And the one thing that came to my mind, I never really thought and even knew he played at the University of Georgia until like the mid-70s. And I said, he played at Georgia? I thought he'd be a quarterback that came out of Penn State, Ohio State, somewhere like that. But when you look at Fran Tarkington, he was a guy I think that was before his time. He played 18 years in the National Football League. He became a member of the College and Pro Football Hall of Fames by 1986. He was inducted in the University of Georgia Circle of Honor in 1998. Selected in the third round of the NFL draft. Close to 47,000 yards passing, 57 completion record, 9-time Pro Bowler. But I never thought he played at the University of Georgia. Then I go back and I do my research, and he was a pretty good football player at Georgia. He was an all-SEC quarterback in 1959, played in a bowl game, led Georgia to a 10-1 record. Played in a bowl game against a Missouri team in 1960 that was led by Bill McCartney, who played center. We know about Bill McCartney. He was the head coach of Colorado and won a national championship. But the thing that stuck out about me about Fran Tarkington was that he was one of the small guys that played the quarterback position that developed at a high level before he got to the National Football League, but why his time at Georgia under Wally Butts. But when you look at the skill set of Fran Tarkington, you got to think about Mr. Mark Bass that brought me up just now said he was 6 feet, but really he was about 5'10". But playing in the league from 1961 to 1978, you got to think about His arm strength was A+. He was a great scrambler. As I said, he was Michael Vick of the 1960s, A+. Great vision, A+. Great leader, A+. Hard working, led by example, great plus. A winner, A+. Even though he didn't win the Super Bowl, but he got to the promised land three times. Poise, A+. Read defenses at a high level, A+. Football intelligence, A+. Stepped up quickness, 5'7" drop, A+. Ball handling, A+. Accuracy, short, medium, long throws, A+. But when you think about Fran Tarkenton, you think about him getting to the Super Bowl with the Viking teams. Man, Sammy White, Chuck Foreman, Alan Page, Gary Lawson, Jim Marshall, Carl Eller, Nate Wright, Paul Krause. Just everything that you think about Fran Tarkenton in the 60s leading up to the 70s. At a time, at the quarterback position, we had this model of you have to be in 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", with a cannon arm. Fran Tarkenton did it at another level. And he did it at a level also using his legs. That's what I'm going to really be respected about. And like I said, he played right now arguably in the best conference. He came out All-SEC in 1960, played in 3 Super Bowls, as I just mentioned, 47,000 passing yards, 342 touchdowns, 57 completion rating, 9 Pro Bowls, 2-time first team All-SEC, Orange Bowl champion. But the greatest reward, as he played with the Vikings from 1961 to 1966, the Giants from 1966 to 1972, back with Minnesota from 1972 to 1978, the most valuable player in a Super Bowl season in 75, where they went 10-2, he was the MVP of the league and Offensive Player of the Year. But what my greatest respect for Fran Tarkenton is what he did after the game. You think about all those awards, but he opened up a software company and became very successful and turned around and sold the software company to Sterling Software for $300 million. Go Dawgs. Go Dawgs. See, when you able to play this game at a high level, whether you're white, black, green, yellow, Chinese, Mexican, I don't care. You play a game at a high level, especially in the 60s and the 70s, in the 80s, and after you leave the game, like you're seeing what Herschel Walker, a fellow Georgia alum, is doing, and Fran Tarkenton, man, you got to take your hats off. Like Willie Davis when he played at Grambling. What he did after the game, became a very successful man, winning rings with Green Bay. Or Junior Bridgman, who played with the Milwaukee Bucks, who owns about 70 Wendy's restaurants. When you hear this story, Fran Tarkenton, after all he accomplished on the football field, and he sells a software company for $300 million, you got to take your hats off, man. You got to take your hats off. Even though he did not win a Super Bowl, that's all right. Fran Tarkenton became very successful outside football. And then you look at 1959. Even though Georgia just won a national championship this past season in 2021 under Kirby Smart. Herschel Walker and Buck Ballou won theirs in 1980 with Lindsey Scott. But leading up to that time, Fran Tarkenton probably had the greatest play in Georgia football history. His touchdown pass to Bear Herring against Auburn to win that game in 1959, 14-13, would help them go on and win the SEC and get to the Orange Bowl. That by far, from some people that's ran a Georgia football program, said that was the greatest play in Georgia football history. Leading up before Herschel Walker became a man on campus. Not only Fran Tarkenton was a genius playing 18 seasons in the NFL, but he's a genius outside the game. And the thing that's going to stick out for me personally is that he played the quarterback position. They say it's 6 feet, but really about 5'10", and accomplished a lot, man, and what he did outside the game. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. And to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, who brought me up today. Phenomenal intro. So my final words about Fran Tarkenton is only one thing I can say, like the great Ray Charles. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just like a old sweet song, keep Georgia on my mind. Fran Tarkenton, Georgia, go Dawgs.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Be blessed this week. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Thank you. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.